Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gaura Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Go Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, so this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 25, The Three Modes and Beyond. And this is text 2 through 5 altogether. This is the different qualities of the four varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya. They're all together. So the first verse, number 2, is on the board.
Samodamastitiksheksha. Tapa satyam daya smritihi. Tushtis tyago spriha shraddha. Hirdayadi swanirvitihi. Samodamastitik sheksha. Tapa satyam daya smriti. Tushtis tyago spriha shraddha. Hirdayadi svanirvitihi. Shamodamastitiksheksha. Tapa satyam dayasmitihi. Tushtis tyago spriha shraddha. Hirdayadi svanirvitihi. Samodamastitiksheksha. Tapasatyam dayasmiti. Tushtis chagos priha shraddha. Hirdayadi svanirvitihi.
Can you see it from there? Did you want to chant it? Okay. Right, I'll chant the other verses here too.
Kama iha madastrishna satstamba asir vidasukam madotsaha yasya pritir hasyam viryam balodhyamaha krodho lobanritam himsa yachna dambha klamakali shokamoha Vishadharti nidrasa bhir anudyamaha satvasya rajajas chaista tamasas chanupurvasaha rittayo varnita praya sanipatam ato shrinu.
Okay, well, this is 5 verses worth of word for word. Anyway, we'll do it. Samaha, mind control. Dhammaha, sense control. Titiksha, tolerance. Iksha, discrimination. Tapaha, strictly following one's prescribed duty. Satyam, truthfulness. Daya, mercy. Smritihi, observation of the past and future. Tushti, satisfaction. Tyaga, generosity.
Tyaga, I thought that was something, I thought that was austerities.
It says generosity. Aspriha,
detachment from sense gratification. Shraddha, faith in the guru and other bona fide authorities. Hri, shame due to improper activities. Daya adi, charity, simplicity, humility, and so on. Svanirvati, taking one's pleasure from within. Kama, material desires. Iha, endeavor. Madha, audacity. Trishna, dissatisfaction even in gain. Stambaha, false pride. Asihi, praying to the demigods and other deities with desire for material gain. Vida, separatist mentality. Sukham, sense gratification. Mada utsaha, courage based on intoxication. Yasaha priti, being fond of praise. Hasyam, indulging in ridicule. Viryam, advertising one's power. Bala udyamaha, acting on the sanction of one's own strength. Krodaha, intolerant anger. Lobaha, stinginess. Anritam, false speech. Speaking what is not stated in scripture as if it were evidence. Himsa, enmity. Yachna, begging. Dambaha, hypocrisy. Klamaha, fatigue. Kali, quarrel. Chokamoho, lamentation and delusion. Vishada arti, unhappiness and false humility. Nidra, sloth. Sloth. Asa, false expectations. Bihi, fear. Anudyamaha, lack of endeavor. Sattvasya, of the mode of goodness. Rajasa, of the mode of passion. Cha, and. Eta, these. Tamasaha, of the mode of ignorance. Cha, and. Anupurvashaha, one after another. Vrittaya, the functions. Varnita, having been described. Prayaha, for the most part. Sanipatam, the combination of these. Ato, now. Srinu, please hear. Translation. Mind and sense control. Tolerance. Discrimination, sticking to one's prescribed duty, truthfulness, mercy, careful study of the past and future, satisfaction in any condition, generosity, renunciation of sense gratification, faith in the spiritual master, being embarrassed at improper action, charity, simplicity, humbleness, and satisfaction within oneself are qualities of the mode of goodness. Material desire, great endeavor, audacity, dissatisfaction even in gain, false pride, praying for material advancement, considering oneself different and better than others, sense gratification, rash eagerness to fight, a fondness for hearing oneself praised, the tendency to ridicule others, advertising one's own prowess and justifying one's actions by one's strength are qualities of the mode of passion. Intolerant anger, stinginess, speaking without scriptural authority, violent hatred, living as a parasite, hypocrisy, chronic fatigue, quarrel, lamentation, delusion, unhappiness, depression, sleeping too much, false expectations, fear and laziness constitute the major qualities of the mode of ignorance. Now, please hear about the combination of these three modes. Om Agnatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshusham Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Tama Krishna Goswami Niti Namini Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaubhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I was thinking, reading through these, how amazing and interesting it is how all these qualities are described in the scripture. Described so, accurately. Such a full description of all these qualities, how this is in the scripture. You really don't find this anywhere else, other than in, the Vedic scriptures, specifically in the Bhagavatam. Of course, for us living in the, this particular time in the Kali Yuga, we're very familiar with the qualities that come, towards the end of the verse, and not so familiar with the qualities that are described in the beginning of the verse. We see these types of qualities all the time, and whenever, we hear this description where, oh yeah, I've seen that before. but not so much the qualities that are described in the beginning of the verse. Actually, the qualities that are described in the beginning of the verse, the only place in this particular day and age, the only place that you'll see these qualities is in the devotees of the Lord. You won't find them anywhere else. Basically, that means that the Varnashram system is, it's finished. There really, is no possibility to practice the four Varnas and the four Ashrams in this particular age. Previously, you could find these qualities, these different good qualities in people who, who followed the Vedas, followed the Vedas, the four Varnas and the four Ashrams. You could, even though maybe they weren't, maybe they were more karmis, maybe they were more interested in fruitive activities, but you could still find these qualities. But in this day and age, you don't find these qualities anywhere, except in the pure devotees of the Lord. Basically, the four yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga, you find different things become prominent in these different four yugas. You find, different prescriptions for religious activities in the different yugas. You find different types of, like, deterioration. Deteriorating of health, deteriorating of, strong mind, deteriorating of the, the duration of life, and, deterioration like everywhere. But really what it is it's only a deterioration of one thing. It's a deterioration of the mode of goodness. And that explains everything else that's happening. A lot of times when we're, preaching to people, we describe these three modes of material nature to people. And basically, they've never really heard anything like this. They wouldn't hear anything like this, anywhere else. And whenever Lord Krishna speaks his instructions, like in the Bhagavad Gita or here in the Uddhava Gita, he always describes these three modes of material nature. He describes them, in great detail. So it's really important for people to understand, these three modes, how they're, what their different qualities are, and how they basically act, how they cause people to act in different ways according to the association they keep. There's a nice example. Which explains how this works. Like if you go outside in the early spring, and you'll basically smell these nice fragrances because, lots of the trees are blooming and different bushes are blooming. Things are blooming and the whole air becomes, you smell this fragrance everywhere you go. And, when you get close to something which is like rotting, then you smell, you know, that fragrance, very bad. You know, one fragrance, you're thinking, oh, how nice, you know. And the other fragrance, and you're thinking, oh, God, I got to get out of here. So basically, it's the same air. You're smelling the same air. You're breathing the same exact air. The air doesn't change at all. But because the air associated with a particular thing, it took on that fragrance. And so one you're thinking very bad, one you're thinking very good. So the modes of material nature are just like that. The living entity is beyond these three modes of material nature. The spirit soul is beyond them. But when the consciousness becomes associated with a particular mode, it takes on those exact qualities. So it's very important for us to understand how these modes work and, you know, how we can see, how we can identify which mode is prominent in a particular place. You know, it's important because for people who are interested in spiritual life, because, you know, we need to understand how the, you know, what are the different qualities of the mode of goodness, because the mode of goodness is important. I heard Srila Prabhupada say in a lecture that basically we should understand that we're all in the mode of ignorance. But we try to get to the platform of the mode of goodness. And then once we get to the platform of the mode of goodness, then we transcend. So we want to be in the mode of goodness as much as possible, because it's very, very favorable for practicing Krishna consciousness, which is completely transcendental to the modes. When we're engaging in devotional service, without, you know, contamination of desire for liberation or desire for fruitive gain, that's completely transcendental. That places us on the transcendental platform beyond the modes of material nature. And one who, you know, engages 24 hours in devotional service, he is completely beyond the modes of material nature. He's liberated. you know, it's important to understand how the modes work, how they can be, you know, identified. So, you know, we find that Lord Krishna describes this in many, many places. So, in the Satya Yuga, that is the age of goodness. That's the age of the mode of goodness. Basically, all you find is the mode of goodness in Satya Yuga. All the people at that time are in the mode of goodness. And so what you find is that there's so much in the mode of goodness that they don't, you know, to practice Krishna consciousness, they don't need anything. All they have to do is sit down in the forest and that's it. That's all they need to practice Krishna consciousness. They don't need temples. They don't need, you know, big, complicated, you know, fire sacrifices. They don't need anything. All they have to do is just sit down and go within and meditate on Krishna. So then, you know, the mode of goodness starts to deteriorate, and it goes, you know, in where it becomes mixed with the mode of passion. So then what you find is that, you know, they have to engage in these fire sacrifices. And all the mantras have to be recited perfectly. You know, there has to be different people, that, you know, they have to be completely qualified to perform these sacrifices. There has to be so much wealth, like tons and tons, so much wealth to practice these sacrifices. And they're just so detailed and so complicated that, you know, because the mode of passion enters in, they need to do this to practice Krishna consciousness. And then You know, the mode of passion becomes prevalent, more prevalent, and the mode of ignorance starts to enter. And then they need temple worship to practice Krishna consciousness. They need the deities, they need the temples, they need, you know, to be able to, like, touch the deity and offer things to the deity and interact with the deities and, you know, give their wealth and, you know, give in charity to the deities. They need to do all these things to practice Krishna consciousness. And then in the Kali Yuga, the mode of ignorance starts to become prominent. And more until there is nothing but the mode of ignorance. And so, you know, in this time, Lord Chaitanya comes and he says, just forget about everything. There's nothing you can really do. All you can do is chant Hare Krishna. That's all there is left for you. So what we find is especially these qualities which are of the mode of ignorance. We're really quite familiar with all these. Some the mode of passion we find, but really it's mostly the mode of ignorance. And the terrible thing, the really terrible thing about this particular time is that the leaders are completely unqualified. Basically, the leaders are in the mode of ignorance. They're Shudra and less than Shudra. And therefore, you know, all the things that they put in place and the different things that they enforce are also all in the mode of ignorance. And they lead the general populace down. And for the devotees who are trying to practice spiritual life, they have to go through so much trouble because of these unqualified leaders. You know, we need to be able to practice Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. You know, that's what we really need. That's what we want. That's what will, you know, make us satisfied and happy. And, you know, that's what will cause us to make spiritual advancement. But the problem is that this particular time is so bad that we have to spend ridiculous amounts of time just for the basic necessities, you know, just to get food, just to have some shelter. You know, we got to go to these jobs which just take up practically our whole life. And we have to, you know, mix with all the different, you know, these different low qualities. You know, we all live, or we, you know, we try to live close to the temple, and we, you know, we have this community which gives us great strength and affords us great opportunity to, you know, do wonderful service. I mean, just to be a part of this community, even in the smallest way, you know, gives people so much benefit. But at the same time, we got to live in this area where you go, you know, one block away. And, you know, you got, if you want to come to Mangal Arati, you got to carry a baseball bat, you know. And, you know, you want to go to bed early, but, you know, some crazy person is playing like that music, you know. Yeah. And your whole, you know, or that bass, right, where they, you know, your windows start to shake, you know, because some guy's playing some terrible mode of ignorance music. And, you know, it's not good enough just to hear it on speakers. I mean, they've got to basically, I don't know what they use to play that stuff, but the whole, you know, the whole neighborhood is vibrating from it. So, you know, you want to go to bed early, but you got all this just terrible sound and influence. So, you know, it just disturbs everything, and it makes it difficult to practice Christian consciousness. It makes it it makes it such a struggle. So maybe we could just go through some of these things that are mentioned here. And you can really see how these things are becoming so prevalent in society and creating a very dangerous and horrible state in society. So you don't even really see the qualities of the mode of passion. You know, material desire, great endeavor, audacity, dissatisfaction even in gain, false pride, praying for material advancement, considering oneself different and better than others, sense gratification, rash eagerness to fight, a fondness for hearing oneself praised, the tendency to ridicule others, advertising one's own prowess and justifying one's actions by one's strength. So you see this, but really you don't see it that much. Like, you know, you see these qualities in the better, so-called better quality of people, like in the politicians and the, you know, leaders of great business and the teachers. And, you know, you see the doctors. These are the qualities you see a little bit in them, but mostly what you see is the qualities that are associated with the mode of ignorance. Intolerant anger. In other words, people have no tolerance whatsoever. They just go straight to anger, and they don't even see a need to control their anger. Stinginess, speaking without scriptural authority, of course, that was finished a long time ago. Violent hatred. You know, so what you see is these, terrible shootings. You see this terrorism. So, you know, they have hatred, but it's not only hatred, it goes right into terrible, terrible violence. You know, some high school kid, he has such hatred for the people around him that he actually wants to bring a gun into the school and just start shooting randomly. Living as a parasite, you know, you see that more and more and more. People, if they can get disability or welfare, why in the hell should they even work? I mean, that's what they would think. You know, they'd think, why do I need to go to so much trouble? I can just lie through my teeth and, you know, somehow or other get disability or welfare. That's living as a parasite. And I remember in Houston, of course, in this particular time, healthcare becomes such a problem. Due to these bad qualities, especially those qualities which are associated with the mode of passion, healthcare just becomes a ridiculous mess, you know. In the mode of goodness, basically the Brahmins knew everything how to practice the Ayurveda. And they would just go from house to house and, do you need anything, and then they would just get a little charity for their services and, that took care of the whole problem. Basically, the Ayurvedic system was they would take the pulse, and then they would, to confirm what they were finding in the pulse, they would say, do you have this symptom? Do you have this symptom? Do you have this symptom? And they would say, yes, and I have this symptom. And then that would confirm what they found in the pulse, and then they right away, they just give some medicine. But now, the doctors will, by your symptoms,
They'll try to guess what you have, and then they got to go through some horrible process to confirm it. Like, you know, endoscopy, or, you know, where they stick cameras in down your throat, and or, you know, different types of biopsy where they go in and cut some chunk of your flesh, you know, so that they can examine it. And, of course, they always take blood. So living as a parasite, hypocrisy, chronic fatigue, everybody is, inflicted with chronic fatigue. And practically, you know, you don't find anybody who's not dependent on drugs, like caffeine at least, you know, and especially other things. And, you know, you just find these things, these different drinks, which have, you know, like the huge amounts of caffeine in them, and they'll have names like, you know, Monster this or Turbo that, or, you know, you know, because people are just so inflicted with fatigue, quarrel, lamentation, delusion, unhappiness, depression, sleeping too much, false expectations, fear, and laziness. You know, basically, the quality of the mode of ignorance is that, you know, the person is so depressed because, you know, they're overweight. They're so depressed because, you know, they think that they're not very attractive and they can't get a mate, or, you know, they can't find a spouse, or, you know, they have a bad job, or, you know, they're so depressed over these things and unhappy over these things. You know, they have bad neighbors, whatever. And, you know, so they think to try and improve their situation, you know, go on a diet, or I'm going to get my health back like I used to have when I was. But really, all they ever do is think about it. They don't ever go beyond just thinking about it. They think, oh, tomorrow I'll start it. You know, that's the mode of ignorance. So I think we could just stop there. So anybody have any question, anything to add? Basically, we need a lot of mercy in this day and age. We're really, really dependent on getting the mercy. And really, all our activities are based on that. You know, they're not so much based on, developing great tolerance, developing great, perseverance and sense control and, you know, knowledge. Really, we engage in cultivating these things, but the reason we engage in cultivating them is to please the Lord and get His mercy. You know, Vishvambar Prabhu, he was giving class the other day, and he was saying how the mother gives a lot of attention to the sickly child. And basically, that's our condition. You know, we're just hopeless in this day and age. So we basically come before the Lord and we just admit, you know, that I have such terrible qualities. I have such, you know, terrible aptitude or ability to engage in these things. You know, please, please help me. You know, we try to do these things, but really the reason we try to do it is not to attain something great, but just to get mercy. Because, you know, there's just so much inconvenience and there's so much disqualification in this particular age. Our whole process is basically to call out. You know, we always like to put our arms up like this, right, when we do kirtan. And the reason we do that is that's what a child does when the child wants to be picked up by the mother or father.
And that's our whole, you know, our whole focus is just to attain mercy, to somehow or other invoke the, you know, the Lord has a soft heart like butter, especially Srimati Radharani. And so really our whole focus and our whole aim is to somehow invoke their compassion on us. Okay, so we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Gaura Bhaktivinoda ki jai.